Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
My mama told me you better shop around.
Well, radio and podcast listeners, I am Jay, your humble host of the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, and I appreciate you keeping the dial on KRDO or downloading the amazing podcast app of your choice, whether it is iTunes, right on KRDO, whether it's iHeart Music or Spotify, whatever it is. I'm Jay, and I'm your friend. We talk about home and mortgage on this show, and every single week, week in, week out, I do shows about iBuyer services, about how to get the best refinance or what I call the extreme makeover mortgage. Sometimes I talk about the expansion of real estate or the contraction of volume or inventory that we have in the city. But most of all, I'm just accessible to you. I'm a licensed loan originator. You can contact me directly. I would love to earn your business on your next purchase or refinance transaction. My number is 719-330-1457. If you can't get to a phone, again, that's 330-1457. You can also go to ChurchillColorado.com. I'm with Churchill Mortgage, and we're in Colorado, and you .com it. So, ChurchillColorado.com. I'm here. I'm available. I take all my own personal calls. I've done that for 10 years. I've been a licensed loan originator for 12 years since 2009 when the requirement was set in place after the Dodd-Frank, after the plunge of the Great Recession, but I've been originating loans since 1998, since I got out of the military as a soldier in the Army, was on an aircraft crew as a pilot, medical platoon leader before that, but now I just fly a desk. Local team, local branch, we're right downtown. We had a great fall festival this year. I'm starting to crank up my investment property classes by invitation only. I used to do these classes with 20 to 40 participants in a classroom style. Now I limit it to 8 people or 4 couples. More dialogue. I can remember your name then. And we have amazing investment property 101 class, investment property 201 class. We have short-term rental integration, out-of-state investment. There's a lot of powerful information there. You can call me at 330-1457 if you're interested in attending one of those in December or possibly January. The only thing I require is that you are a homeowner for investment property ownership. Otherwise, if you don't own a home, I'd love to talk to you anyhow. But the investment property classes, I would just like you to be a homeowner. And if you are in a relationship, a marriage, I want to have both halves of the couple there so you can learn together. And that's the only requirements that I have. But today, I've got a really special guest, Kelsey Cameron, one of my favorite people in the world. She manages and operates Springs Body Sculpting. She's going to be on talking about some health issues and health information during the holidays. But today's show, with the crack of the energy drink, my Saturday morning crack open energy drink. Here we go. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
That's my excess drink, excess energy drink on Saturday. That tastes good. But with no further ado, the drum roll, Matt. Today's show is titled Off-Season Buying. So off-season buying, my friends, I have done so many different shows about investment property ownership. I've done shows about how to manage and set up and purchase that investment property. One of the things that I do in an unspoken fashion is I always focus on investment properties in the off-season. And what is the off-season? In my mind, this is just definition by Jay. Off-season to me in the furthest stretch is October through March. But with COVID last year, when the markets were shut down during the lockdowns, purchases kept going wild all the way through September and October and into November, and really didn't slow down until December. And now, 7 years ago, the markets would not start to churn until late April and May. And now, since 2018, I think mostly because baby boomers are retiring at a faster pace and millennials are coming of age, where they're more than 40 years old now this year, the spring buying season in Colorado Springs really begins in March. So the true tight off-season buying dates are from November through the end of February. You've really got 4 months, November, December, January, and February. But let me tell you, folks, it's good to be a contrarian sometimes. I tell people I buy houses in January instead of June, just like I go to Walmart on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. rather than Saturday at 10 a.m. I don't like crowds. I don't like lines. I don't like bidding and bartering. I tell you, during the summer, buying a house is like an e-bid process where I just bought some Hummels and some nativity figurines on eBay. First time I've shopped on eBay in more than 5 years. And I tell you, I'm the buy it now guy. I'm not into any of the, you know, let's take a $28 Hummel and, you know, jack it up through the bartering and bidding process up to a $70 Hummel. Now, I still spend a lot of money, but the bidding process. Now, I don't want to be someone that is not following my own rules. This is the first and last Christmas that I'll shop Hummels in December. You know, it's probably much more affordable to buy them in February, but I did just receive some Hummel and nativity scenes from my parents as an inheritance gift and whatever. Wanted to shop with my daughter. But I stray from the conversation. In buying, the fact of the matter is with the 8 investment properties my wife and I have purchased, I have never purchased a home before October or after April. Now, there's a caveat there. I'm talking about when you go under contract, because when you go under contract on a house, it's technically off of the market. So the latest this year, I sold a house in March, and then I went under contract in April in Tennessee. Still, I think that was too late because I ended up bidding over asking price for this cabin in the Smoky Mountains. But you definitely want to stay away from May, June, July, August, September. Those 5, maybe add October or April, March to that is 6 months. So basically what I'm going to do here today is I'm just going to look with you and talk through the annual real estate cycle in the Pikes Peak region. Number one, there's always less purchases, prices are lower, and inventory's lower, always in the winter off months. You see it every year as a dip in a bell curve during December, January, and February. Every single month, every single year, it's the same in those 3 months. I'm also going to say, hey, why is this year going to be a little bit different? And I have the reasons behind that, and then how you can take advantage of it. So please call me during the break for questions on off-season buying, how to get residual income, more ROI, and better deals, and I'll be back right after the break with special guest Kelsey Cameron and continuing the conversation about off-season real estate buying in the Pikes Peak regional market. And call me 719-330-1457 if I can help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. Or just simply go to ChurchillColorado.com, click on the Colorado Springs team, click on my happy little face, and just say, I want an appointment, I want to sit down, or I want to talk. The Jay Garvin Show. We'll be right back.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
She blinded me with science.
Well, welcome back, radio listeners. Jay Garvin's here, your host of The Jay Garvin Show, talking all segments on off-season buying, except for my favorite segment with Kelsey Cameron of
Springs Body Sculpting.
Springs Body Sculpting. And Kelsey, I'm so excited to have you back. I know you weren't able to be here last month as you were in Miami, but you went there for a special reason, huh?
I did. I went there for our skin show, for our skincare line Dermadality. We went down for a national skin show to promote and display our skin line for
That's
all of
awesome.
The estheticians
and
down there.
Kind of share for the radio listeners, maybe the brand new listeners, what Springs Body Sculpting is as a clinic and what services you provide. I've got Kelsey on here. I'm very, very excited as I talk about real estate and financial health and retirement and spending time with your loved ones. We always forget about your bodily health, which is one of the most restrictive healths that plagues people late in their life. So you help people with that, don't you, Kelsey?
We do, from head to toe. So we focus on everything body contour and skin rejuvenation. What that really means, that's a large umbrella of things to address. But basically, we help you focus on both your skin health and your physical health. And we have treatment plans that are customized to each individual depending on what your individual concern would be, right?
Yeah, so, and it's absolute. It's important for everybody. I mean, when I said my wife's skin and you say it's not only women, Jay, it's men, and that is. I mean, Marlo and I have been using Artistry products, which are skincare products, and for 20 years, I've been taking a supplement and a vitamin, and people always say, boy, Jay, you look so young, and that comes through commitment. That
it
comes
does.
Through exercise, through supplementation. I have a men's Artistry skin cream, and now at my age, I start focusing on the eyes, but Marlo has a whole routine, as many, many women, and even men have a routine for just keeping your body rejuvenated.
And you hit the nail on the head when you're like, when you say consistency, when you're consistently taking care of yourself and you're doing the daily, such as, you know, the basic skincare regimens and skin creams. And, you know, when you have the right active ingredients in your products and you're nightly and daily taking care of your skin, you're going to have a lot better of a time addressing deeper concerns down the road when your skin is already healthy enough to treat properly and to get a more consistent result.
Absolutely. So at the skin show down in Miami, you did some
skin evaluations. Lots of skin evaluations with a machine we actually just bought. It's phenomenal. We're actually going to start including a free skin evaluation with every person that comes into our office.
Wow.
So we're not charging for it, because what it really does is it takes away the guesswork of which treatment plan is ideal for each person, because we're basically seeing from the inside out what needs to be addressed with everyone's skin. So if I put my face in this device, and it takes 3D images all the way through down to the base of the skin, the angle of your face, it's going to show you, you know, your level of skin density, your level of hydration, how deep your hyperpigmentation goes, your pores, the sizes, your fine lines, wrinkles, all of those things it's going to calculate. It's this algorithm that it calculates. Then it shows you which areas of concern are needed to be addressed immediately, such as hyperpigmentation or skin tone or texture.
You guys are so far on the cutting edge. Do you know of anybody else in the entire city, in the county, that even has?
No, nobody
this
does.
This is like Denver, LA. I mean, unbelievable. Yep. This is great stuff. And you guys have it right in the
right
center
in our
of town.
Office.
Right
it's
in
so funny.
Austin Bluffs and Academy.
Well, not anymore. We moved.
Oh,
We just moved.
How as a host did I not know that? Where'd you
move to? I was going to tell you. We actually just moved to the Mountain Shadows area.
Really?
Yes. It's the 5731 Silverstone Terrace, Suite 270. So we're actually in a medical facility office now, just right off of Centennial and Garden of the Gods.
Wow, that's a great place. That's
one
of my favorite parts of town. Welcome to the West Side,
Thank
Kelsey.
You. We finally made it. Uh-huh. So we are there. And we're having an open house, actually, on January 8th, a big grand open house.
Well, let's promote the heck out of
that.
So that's on January 8th.
Yep.
Which is great, because then you'll be able to do one final promotion here.
Yeah.
Before you have the show the first week of January. Kelsey's always the first week of the month, because we want to start off right with body health. So share with us the rest of the skin machine, with eliminating the guesswork and your treatment approaches, and how people can take advantage of that.
So you can come in for a free consultation and also a free face scan. You know, you schedule an appointment, we'll do it for you. And then that way we can let you know, hey, here's what we suggest, whether it be your home care regimen, you know, such as your face creams and things like that. Uh-huh. And then also, if you need more of an aggressive treatment plan or get some in-office treatments, then we can create a personalized plan for you, and there's no guesswork at it. We know, like, if we know exactly what we're targeting, we can create that treatment plan and have exact products that are designed to target those specific needs. We can just create a suggestion list, and then, you know, no pressure, no strings attached. You know, we just give you the suggestion list and give you your analysis, and then you can decide whether or not you want to move forward or just take it as is. Yeah, but it's just nice to come in and know.
It's just so incredibly huge. I mean, with no close second, I'm so excited that you're focusing on skin and the health of skin, especially at this altitude. It's a big deal
yes,
tomorrow.
Yes, hydration, big time.
She used to tan and put oil on her Hispanic body in the summers, and now she hides every
SPF 100 all head to toe.
Yeah, and I need it because I am like a pale German, but skincare is really, really important, and you're... Yeah. Health goes really deep, but it starts at the surface. And I don't know if this is the right term, but I kind of think like a mini MRI for your skin where you can really
yes.
see the depth.
Oh my gosh, that is the perfect description of it, like a mini MRI. It's going to show you. And the machine, it's funny, it was a pricey machine, but it was worth it because when we went to that skin show, we went there for our skincare line, Dermodality, right? Uh-huh. We went there to...
What's Dermodality?
Dermodality is our prescription strength medical grade skincare line with high amount of actives to target such needs as texture, pigmentation, pores, fine lines, wrinkles. It plumps up the skin, locking hydration into your skin, but without breaking it out and making it greasy either. So it's excellent for all skin types. It's a very unique skin line that has a home care regimen that works in synthesis with our treatments in office.
Fantastic.
And they're customized, but that is where, you know, it can get really overwhelming and confusing for people out there that they're frustrated. They've tried everything. They don't know what to do with their skin. And they're having breakouts when they're older, but they're also dry, you know? And so they're like, I thought only young teenagers got breakouts that are oily. So we have specific treatment plans that address all of those things so that you can have a complete balanced, you know, skin. So
yeah,
this analysis machine,
skin.
Yeah, the analysis machine just saves you money from having to try all these different things that you're not quite sure that, you know, a lot of times maybe dehydration is the issue when some people think that we need to treat and dry out breakouts, but really we need to hydrate their skin and treat inflammation.
How do people get a hold of you, Kelsey?
So you can give us a call at 719-387-0630.
So your numbers remain the same?
Our phone number is the same. Our website's the same, www.springsbodysculpting.com.
www.springsbodysculpting.com. And just in the last minute here, mention one more time your open house that you're having on the 8th of January.
We are having an open house on January 8th, and we're giving lots of giveaways, extra discounts, free skin analysis. Everybody who shows up will get a free custom in-office facial. Maybe not that day, but you'll get on our schedule for a free one. But it's our big grand opening for our new location at 5731 Silverstone Terrace, Suite 270.
Right in Mountain Shadows.
Right in
Thanks
Mountain
so
Shadows.
Much for coming on. I missed you. I love you. You just help me every single month with healthy skin, which means a healthy body with, right? Means
yep.
a healthy body, a healthy mind is what we're going for. So
nourish your soul from your mind, your skin, and your body.
Amen. So stick with me as I continue the show after this break on off-season buying. Off-season buying on the Jay Garvin Show. Call me at 330-1457 during the break to start your next purchase or refinance transaction. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
Come on. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall.
It's the time of the season. Love runs high in this time.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beef?
Tell it to me slowly. Tell you why I really want to know.
Well, thanks for staying tuned. I'm Jay Garvin's, and today I'm talking about the subject of off-season buying. This is amazing. I really want to look at three things with you. The off-buying season I really define as from like October through March, but November to February is really the tight off-season market right now in real estate. And really what I want to do is I want to look at some of the statistics. I actually have the economic update that I do every single month with Bill McAfee. And when you look at this, you can call me. I would love to sit down with you. I share this with individuals in my investment property class that prices go up every single year, and they have done so in this city for the last 10 years after the Great Recession. But there is like a bell curve every single year, but in an increasing step fashion. You've got the highest number of sales and the highest prices in June, July, and August, and you've got the lowest prices in January, December, and November. There is that bell curve every single year. So you can see a line of increase in values, in average price, in median price. One of the specific is right now, our median price in Colorado Springs is $456,000. But the bottom line is that in the last year, we've went increased 20%, but at the same time, like the average price is 510. The median price, if I look at the charts right here, I apologize, I was incorrect. It's 446, not 456. And it was at 450,000 just during the summer. And it's starting to come down, and our statistics only go through October. But if you look in last November and December, median prices went down from 370 down to 360. And my point is that instead of doing an overbid on a house in April, May, June, or July, you physically can get a house for $10,000, $20,000 less in January than some individuals paid in the height of summer. This happens for three separate reasons. First and foremost, it's all supply and demand economies. It's very, very simple. It's not easy to follow it, but it's simple because you have lower amount of listings, you have more days on market, you have less competing buyers, and you have more motivated sellers. Majority of people are moving, being transferred, especially military in the summer, and that creates a crowd. Now, the annual cycle is what it is because people get busy, people get distracted. This winter is absolutely phenomenal because it's so light. Last year in November, there's a big reason why there weren't many houses on the market. Not only were people in the tail end of COVID in 2020 and reluctant, but also remember we had a cold spell where it was not the weather that we're having out here on this Saturday. It was minus 11 degrees, minus 16 degrees. There were record colds last year, 50-100-year records. And things like that independently affect the market. And like I mentioned in the previous, I have personally bought all of my investment properties in the off season. I even bought my primary residence that we bought in 2012. I bought it in March before the market got into its hot summer season. All of the investment properties I've purchased, all eight of them over the last 10 years, have all been after October and before April. Now, I've had some that have closed after April, but I get them under contract before the beginning of April. And this is so incredibly important. And I have several people that I'm encouraging to buy as they're already certified with Churchill Mortgage, which is the goal in helping you. I want to be your mortgage company to help you get pre-approved and certified with Churchill. You get a full approval with an actual live underwriter. And the only thing that you need to find is a house and get it under contract with an appraisal to finish the transaction. So you want to be ready to go, and then you wait. Now, you combine this with the approach that I take on the market with pocket listings. Right now, I'm helping one of my investors get a three-bedroom, one-bath, one-car garage house right by Bijou and Circle, which is the next upcoming valuable part of town. It used to be between downtown and Union Avenue to the east. Now it's Union Avenue over to Circle, kind of that pocket between Union, but still west of Circle. And this is an 1,100 square foot, three bedroom, one bath, one car garage house for $287,000 with $1,400 a month mortgage payment if you want to live in it, that's exceptional. If you can find a house to rent for $1,400, you call me, because it's not possible. You could rent this house for $1,750 all day long, and that's exactly what my investor is doing. And it builds immediate residual income. See, the focus of buying investment properties, period, is just to get money that works for you, just like a Social Security or a pension check or a dividend on a stock that you own. It's money that works while you don't. Sure, there's royalties. I did an entire show on residual income that was off the charts, but stock dividend and real estate residual rental income are actually the two easiest forms of rental income to penetrate. You just need much more stock to get a residual that will give you a return of the house. You can buy a $300,000 house, put it on a 30-year mortgage, only spend $100,000, as low as $70,000, but I'm going to tell you, you spend $100,000 up front, and just on the $400 a month that you get residual immediately is $4,800 a year just in the rent. And that's off $100,000, and that's 4.8% right there. And that's not counting that your tenant is paying down your mortgage. That's how you go up to a 6.5. You've got another 2% of that mortgage plus that's being paid off every year. Now you're at 6.5%. Now you go ahead and look at the fact that you're now getting tax deductions from your depreciation and your write-off, that's adding another 1% to 2%. So you're not paying an investor, an agency, a company, a commission to invest. You're actually making it back yourself. Plus, and that all that 8.6% return is on the house and your investment. Now you add actual appreciation in that house. Just add 10%. So you're now up to a 16 to 18% return on investment. But in these markets, people are getting 30 to 40% return on investment in that equity. And as you pay that off, that is residual income on steroids. And the fabled statement, folks, is you make money when you buy a house, not when you sell it. And I did this on the show last week where the pocket listing killed the iBuyer, with Zillow offering services leaving the market. They were buying these houses, more than 100 in just Colorado Springs and El Paso County, over asking price, more than $40 million worth of real estate they bought. And you don't make money when you sell your real estate, you make it when you buy. That's why it's so important to contact me at 330-1457 to get access to a pocket listing. And let me elaborate on this, because I've shared with you the cycle of real estate in a calendar year. Every single year for the last 20 years, the number of active listings have been lower in the winter and higher in the summer. If you look at the number of sales per month for the last 20 years that I'm looking at, 2001 to 2021, there is a bell curve every single year. Higher prices in summer, lower prices in the winter. Every single year, the number of sales per month, not the price, but the number of sales per month, is up in the summer and down in the winter. And inventory is always lower in the winter and higher in the summer. But as we have skyrocketed, both in median and in average pricing, even as we have had unbelievable growth from 2016 all the way to 2021 over the last 5 years, that curve jettisons up, but there still is a dip where houses are less expensive in the winter and more expensive in the summer. And you make money while you buy the house, not while you sell it. And so now I want to go into why in the world do I think this is going to be a better year to buy in the winter. First and foremost, we had a huge boom, our explosion of sales from October of last year all the way through August of this year. It was hair on fire. But in September, it started to slow, where the market started to come back in favor for the buyers. But now I've noticed in mortgage, where people aren't returning as many calls to do a refinance, families are engaged and distracted with Christmas and holidays again. And thank God for that. Thank God for family celebrations. I went to the first one in Wisconsin in 2 years over Thanksgiving, and I was focused on that. But also, not only do you have less people focused and less competition for you in the winter, but we also have offering services like Zillow that are dropping houses off the market in the end of the fourth quarter and first quarter. And what in the world does that mean? What do you mean, Jay, Zillow is dropping houses? This is what I'm telling you, folks. Right now, Zillow has 98 properties, over $40 million worth of properties in Colorado Springs and El Paso County, 50 in the city, 50 in the whole county, you know, outside Fountain Security, Payton, all of that. Most of them are out east, but I'm going to get into this after the break in the final segment, so don't go anywhere. They bought these houses 10 and 15% above market, assuming things were going to continue to explode. I don't know Zillow, but they laid off 20 folks in their Centennial office, and now they are selling these properties, and these become pocket listings. And I have real estate agents that can help you get these properties to buy, to live in, or as investment properties below market because they're dropping them. They're dropping them off the market, and that's going to increase inventory, decrease demand, and I'll go over it step by step in this following next segment, how you can take advantage. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 330-1457 to say, Jay, I want some residual income. I want to get a good return on investment. I want to hear more about investment property. 330-1457. And if you want to come into my exclusive investment buyer class, only four couples or eight people, call me at 330-1457 during the break. I'll be back right after these messages.
I said you can't see the forest for the trees. Can't see the honey for the bees. If it was a snake, it would have bitten you. I'm giving up on getting you. You can't see the forest for the trees.
Hey, you hear the story? Get about the troubles in life. Don't you know?
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. I am in the final power segment of the Jay Garvin Show. Right here, the first weekend of December 2021. I can't believe we have the weather that we have, but I can't believe the wonderful listeners that I have as well. You can call me at 719-330-1457, whether you're listening to the show or to a podcast, whether you can go to iTunes, you can go to KRDO.com, you can go to iHeart, you can go to Spotify, any platform you want. Thank you, thank you, thank you, listeners. This last month in November, out of the top 10 downloaded podcasts in all of KRDO News Radio, you helped my show on the 6th of November on residual income become the second most downloaded. Over 56 downloads just in 1 week. So I appreciate you very, very much. You can get a hold of me directly at 330-1457. I want to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. But there are a couple of things that I want to go through with you. One, believe it or not, Matt, I'm doing housekeeping. So
housekeeping.
There's that knock on the door. Housekeeping?
Housekeeping?
The only thing that I want to talk about in housekeeping is this new amazing housing value increase in the third quarter, a article within the Gazette. It actually references a report that was released by the Federal Housing Finance Agency of more than 100 different metro areas. And it's absolutely phenomenal that in the third quarter, Colorado Springs percentage increased the 14th highest in the country out of a top 100 metro areas that were looked at. Now, Colorado Springs, nationwide, third quarter prices increased about 18.5%. Believe it or not, the largest increase in one quarter that is not healthy, folks, was Boise, Idaho, that increased 37%. Philadelphia actually gained the smallest at only 9.9%, only 10%. That's incredible that you actually list that. But in Colorado Springs increase, what it says, the latest Pikes Peak Association of Realtors says that third quarter year over year and October year over year was 16.3% in just 1 month, but then in the entire quarter, Colorado Springs was 18.6, almost 19%, a hair away from 20%. And Colorado Springs, this is crazy, ranking higher than Denver, all of our big brothers to the north, is absolutely phenomenal. But you have to be careful, folks. I'm telling you, there's only like 2022 and 2023 are going to be the last feasibly affordable years for real estate in Colorado Springs. By 2024, we're going to be closer to $550,000 just for a median price house. And I know our wages are increasing, but not to the same debt ratio that makes that affordable. So it's so important that you take this stuff seriously. I'm already helping folks invest in other states, of course, like Florida, like Tennessee, like Arizona, like the Carolinas, Oklahomas, Kansas, South Dakotas, North Dakotas, Montana, Wyoming, all of those areas, folks. I love Colorado. I'm a Colorado native by marriage. I was born and raised in Milwaukee. But folks, there are more affordable things out there. I went to St. Louis, and I'm going to be doing a radio show next week called Westward Expansion. Not Eastward Expansion like I did out into the Banning Lewis, but this is Westward Expansion of the whole Lewis and Clark expedition in St. Louis. But in St. Louis, folks, a good short-term rental duplex, good condition in upcoming neighborhoods like the Grove just around Wash U and the big park within St. Louis are for sale for $150,000 for a duplex with 2,000 square foot or 1,800 square foot aside. I mean, you can't even buy a doghouse in Colorado Springs for $150,000. So this does not go on forever, folks. I've been here since January of 2012 telling you to buy. After 2023, I'm going to be coaching those individuals that have already purchased. Coaching to take a traditional rental to a short-term rental, you know, like an Airbnb or a VRBO. But the market is still incredibly hot. And it's going to be hotter than hot this winter, namely because Zillow Homes Property Trust. You can go right on El Paso County, County Assessor's site and just put in Zillow Homes Property Trust and you can see the 100 homes, the 98 homes that they own in town. And here's a rundown. These houses all aren't even on market, but I have real estate agents that can get you these houses off market, pocket listing, where there isn't competition, but you've got to engage in the process. It's very, very simple to buy in the off season. It's just not easy because you can't get distracted by Christmas. You can't get lazy and lethargic in January and February. You have to call me now at 719-330-1457 because you make money when you buy a house, not when you sell it. Do you hear that? You make money when you buy a house, not when you sell it. Warren Buffett says it really easy and in all investment strategies, very simple. Buy low and sell high. So you want to buy in the off months as the market is increasing dramatically year over year, just like the article that I referenced in the Gazette during my housekeeping. A house that you buy right now for $287,000, a three-bedroom, one-bath, one-car garage that I've got available right now that a friend of mine, Mark, is making available, will be a $350,000 house by the end of 2022, period. It just will. It's going to be another 15% to 20% increase because it's in a fast-growing, desirable zip code and a desirable, growing neighborhood. Now, with Zillow, here is what you get with just the Zillow Homes Property Trust. Now, they're not the only iBuyers out there that are buying up our market. The biggest statistic that I have seen over the last 5 years is that instead of one house out of five being purchased by a non-occupying investor, it was up to three out of five houses for a while there between 2019 and 2020 were being purchased by investment buyers. Now it's down to two out of five homes, double the national average in the past 10 years of non-occupying investors because they know how stable of an investment this is. But the reality is this, with the actual iBuyer, you've got Invitation Homes that has over 250 properties in the Pikes Peak region. It's just that they're not accessible for you. I mean, this Invitation Homes is a company that buys them and then does owner financing back as the lender. That's their marquee service that they offer. But Open Door which is another iBuyer. They have more than 21 homes in the market, and they do it more under the purchase of another entity name to try to hide them, but Zillow doesn't. You have Orchard Properties, another WeBuyUglyHouses.com that own another half a dozen each, but the biggest player that we can take advantage of as residents here is the Zillow Homes Property Trust. Just put Zillow in the county assessors. Most of them are to the north and to the east, which is not really exciting for me, primarily with my investors, with George and Janice, with Mary and Paul, with Amy and Rick, with Susan and Tom. I've got over 50 couples right now that are looking for great investments at $300,000 to $400,000 that will give them 25% to 35% annual return on investment, period. You can't get a stock that can do half of that because now is the time to purchase and get into real estate. It's not going to be this fact after 23, 24, 2025. But we're finding that most of these are in the north and the east. There's not a lot of them to the west of the south. I call the golden territory of ownership anything west of I-25. Out of all my properties, there's only one that I own east in Divine Redeemer. But with 98 of these on the MLS, I'm finding a majority of them are available and they're affordable. Zillow bought them 10 and 15% overpriced. So you just have to call me at 719-330-1457. I've got some off of Richmond, off of Flicker Grove, off of Delmonico, off of Tulip Way, Garland. All of them single family homes for between $375 and $500. You can get them reduced. You just have to call me. And the trick is to do it in off-season buying. That's the trick, my friends. And the biggest takeaway is this. It's very, very simple, but it's not always easy. You have to be a contrarian and buy when others aren't and just chill out when others are. You have to make sure you make money when you buy, not when you sell. And you have to get guided. So that's why you call me, 330-1457. I will help you through the process and build tens of thousands of dollars of residual income during retirement if you just follow the steps. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's what matters in the end. Not the house, not the residual, just the relationships and the freedom of stress that you get for making great decisions in your life. And most of all, if you've not found your passion and calling in life, pray to God, pray to Jesus right now that he would deliver your passion and your calling in life because that's what I found in you, the radio listener, the podcast listener, someone that I would serve for free. You just have to call 330-1457. And remember, if you're interested, seriously interested in investment property ownership, call me, 330-1457. If you own a home and you're a serious investor, I'll consider getting into one of my investment property classes, invitation only. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Sunday morning ever, and Sunday pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that when
the proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Working for a living, working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving 'cause I'm working for a living.